Hey, what's poppin'? We are in the best of Drew and Mike for the holiday Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Yeah. Not really feeling it because it's Monday.
What?
So, I know it's crazy. I should act like I'm just about to cut the turkey. Yeah.
It smells wonderful in here.
It does.
You've been baking all night.
I know, what a great job it is, especially on the pumpkin pie.
Yeah, wonderful.
Homemade pumpkin pie. The best of today is brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunath of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. To see what your home is worth or help in finding your new one. Should we be playing Alice's Restaurant for today, too?
Oh, God. I never got that.
I never really did either, but for some reason, I always think of it. Call or text 248-797-7746 for Scott Kunath. That's 248-797-7746. Just text him to say hi, if nothing else. Tell him down the road. Yeah. Or if you're looking for something now, or you need help finding a new home, or you want to know what your home is worth, or you want to sell, and then you want to just live in a box, whatever. Scott's either end of the transaction. He doesn't care. S. Kunath at CBWM, and it's S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H. And today... Surprise.
I mean, the whole room looks like a Thanksgiving toilet after a turkey recall. Just spattered, warped.
I don't know why I play that. I just came up and I searched turkey. It's in reference to a murder.
I mean, the whole room looks like a Thanksgiving toilet after a turkey recall. Just spattered, warped.
Wampler Foods has been located, which means... a little more Mike Clark, for one thing. And it's really one of the most memorable things, probably, in the history of the show. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what that list would have on it.
It's got to be top. It might be the number one call out with no repeated callback.
Yeah, that you know, why don't we do more Twitter polls and stuff like that? Because people respond. Ask me why, but they do.
Number two would probably be Mrs. Jastrzab.
Mrs. Jastrzab.
Or Grandma Burry.
The Halloween one, the Exorcist voices,
oh yeah,
people love that. The salad story is a big one.
It's its own category.
Yeah, it is its own category
for the Drewies.
There are many
the Drew and Mikeys,
but Wampler Foods, and especially because it is related to the holiday, and it did get played. It's been played many. It's a long. Yeah. How long is it?
It's only 20 minutes.
Is that all?
Where's that turkey? Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Not putting out too much for the holiday. Not much to be thankful for on this show, apparently. Just 20 minutes.
You wanted to work more, huh?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Speaking of the holidays, Killer's Christmas on December the 13th. I'll stretch it out another minute or two. December the 13th, that's a Thursday at the Lodge Grill and Bar in Keego Harbor, where it's been the last few years. It really is a great location. There's a lot of space there. The original Killer location was so crowded. Oh, my God. It was fun, though. Free admission and valet parking. Starting at 4 p.m., there will be 50-50 drawings, live and sound auction online. Live and sound auctions, online auction. I think it's a different item. Great prizes. Killer's cooler. Chance to mingle with Detroit's top media celebrities. I heard Wojo on the air the other day. I'm pretty sure Wojo, he's always there.
He loves to mingle.
He does. And he and Killer were... Killer was great friends with so many people. Man, I miss Killer. I really do. I can't believe he's been gone this long. And he's missed all this bad football, too.
I know. 8-8.
What a shame.
Always 8-8.
By the way, Michigan-Ohio State coming up Saturday. Wait. What's the line?
Michigan's favored by 3.5 is the last thing I saw.
I swear I would favor them by more. I would.
What?
I love that bet.
Really?
Yes, I do. I think Michigan's that good, and I don't think Ohio... It's funny to say Ohio State isn't that good. They are 10-1. I guess
And they're home...
Have they played that much better at home this year?
Well, that's where they almost lost. Nebraska gave them a big fight there, as did, I think, Indiana was also in the shoe.
See, I have watched every Michigan game. I've missed a little portions of games, but not much. And I've watched a lot of Ohio State, and there's no doubt in my mind who's better. There's just no doubt.
I agree, but when it comes to that game... In the home, I do feel like Ohio State's a little bit in Michigan's head. It is the monkey on their back they got to get rid of. It is the last narrative of Harbaugh.
I don't think it's a monkey. I think Ohio State's been better. I really just think they've been better than Michigan for quite a stretch here. And I think Michigan this year has a better team. I don't know about next year or the next year. I mean, I'm just saying right now, this team, this year, there's no flipping way Michigan should lose that game.
That's the first time Ohio State hasn't been favored in a game in like 2 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. No, they're that good. They've been that good. They've been the class of the Big Ten. And this year, the Big Ten, I don't know. I feel like no one, maybe Northwestern's improved as the season's worn on. I doubt they're that much better, although Michigan struggled with them.
What does this say about my personality where I think even if Michigan goes to the Big Ten championship and wins, that Georgia's going to beat Alabama and be knocked out of the playoffs?
Oh no, that won't happen. I don't. If Michigan wins,
attitude I have.
If Michigan wins, beats Ohio State, Northwestern, there's no keeping them out of the playoffs.
Oh, you want to bet?
Absolutely not. I don't think so.
Who do you keep out then if Georgia beats Alabama?
I think winning your last 12 games against the teams Michigan's won against. How many of the teams Michigan's beaten are still ranked up right now?
Oh boy, well,
Northwestern's got to be ranked, right?
Ohio State would still be.
Is Wisconsin ranked?
No, I don't think so.
I was going to say Notre Dame. That's the only blemish.
I should know this since the rankings came out yesterday or 2 days ago on Tuesday.
Is it what they're ranked when they...
That's how they look at it when they play them.
When you play them?
Yeah.
Is that what counts? Well, yeah. They've beaten three ranked teams, haven't they? Michigan State was ranked.
Uh-huh.
Okay. As far as advanced
metrics like them, but I'm just saying if one loss Alabama and one loss Georgia... And one loss Michigan are up for two of those spots. I don't see Michigan getting it.
One thing at a time. I think they need to just win the Big Ten, first of all, because that would be a big step for Michigan. They haven't done that in a while. And they have a good team. They are really good. So I don't know. I would not have guaranteed victory as Caron Higdon did today.
Oh, I love that he did. That's fun.
I don't like that at all.
I knew you wouldn't.
Well, I just think it's stupid.
Matt Riley texted me that, and I just wrote back, I love it, but I know Drew's going to hate it.
You can only, I mean, what good can come of it? You still have to play the game.
Yeah. Well, what bad can come of it?
Well, you look like an asshole for popping off before the game.
Yeah, you're being confident. That's what makes sports fun.
Would you feel the same way if Ohio State guaranteed victory? If somebody at Ohio State, would you go, oh, dare they?
I would say that, but deep down, I know it makes it better. It makes it better to hate somebody.
I don't think it says he hates them. He's saying that he knows they're going to beat them. I don't know. I just think it sounds cocky.
Yeah.
But, man, you know what? Maybe that's – maybe in this age of 2018, maybe everyone should be guaranteeing victory. I guess it's dumb. I guess here's why I think it's dumb. First of all, I think Michigan's a better team. I think they'll win.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually enough for me if you win. That's the cool part. And if you're guaranteeing you're going to beat somebody you should beat, then I don't think it's that big a deal when you beat them. Like,
thank you and roll tide.
But we'll see. Maybe, you know, he'll be remembered more than everyone else for guaranteeing victory. It was didn't seem like the most confident guarantee, by the way. I've seen people guarantee victory and look like real assholes. Like, I'll be there. But it seemed like he had to think about it for a few seconds before he did.
Well, he's probably wondering if his coach is going to be mad at him and then remembers, oh, wait, Harbaugh guaranteed a victory.
Yes. And I was trying to remember, by the way, who are the dopes who've guaranteed victories? Walter Smith guaranteed victory, didn't he? And they lost.
Yeah, that was bad.
And weren't there a couple other ones in the series? Did Ohio State guarantee victory once?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Look at the size of these guys.
I want to say victory guarantees are about 50-50.
Because
you remember the good ones, but there have been some losers, too. Rasheed Wallace guaranteed victory in game two of a series with Indiana. I have no idea why he did that. But
well, he's Rasheed.
Whatever. Anyway, so much of the weekend still ahead, including Wampler Foods in a minute. But first, calm is what every transaction should be, whether you're selling your home or buying your first home. It should not be stressful. With 26 years of advertising and sales experience, Realtor Scott Kunath can say the biggest contributor to stress is lack of communication. His promise to you, the podcast audience, call you back in a timely manner. If you want to text, he's fine with that. Keep you informed every step of the buying and selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. That's the one thing I like the best. I don't like people that guarantee they know everything. His word is his guarantee.
Like Ron Higdon. Speaking of guarantees.
Ah, yes. Call, text, or email. Now, Scott Kunath would not guarantee anything.
He'll guarantee a realty victory.
He'll just work his tail off. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunath of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth or if you need help in finding your new one. 248-797-7746. That's the number. Call or text 248-797-7746 or email at skunath@cbwm. That's S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H. I wouldn't be psyched if a Virginia Tech guy guaranteed a victory. I would think it was stupid.
Over Virginia?
I wouldn't like it. They're going to lose to Virginia, by the way. They're so bad. Oh, my God. I don't even really watch them anymore.
Remember how pumped we were for that Florida State-Virginia Tech game?
I said after the game that Florida State must be terrible.
You were right.
Because they were so young.
What's what's Vautech's record?
4-5, I think. 4-6.
So they got to win the last two games to make
it. No, they only have one game. Thanks to East Carolina, who ruined the season.
Wait, I thought they had a game next week, too.
No, they just have one game. I think their bowl streak is over.
Virginia Tech, tremendous school.
Miami crushed them.
Yeah, that was
it was 17-14 at the half. They just get worn down.
Because they're young.
Yeah, they only have seven seniors, but I don't know. My concern is that I don't see the young players that I'm excited about down the road.
Oh, boy.
Usually you see those guys, you go, he's going to be really good. But supposedly, according to the experts, they're young, so we'll see.
No, they play Marshall.
They do?
Yeah, December 1st, they play Marshall.
When did that drop on the schedule?
I don't know. Is that a makeup game for...
I guess so. That's so they can weasel into a bowl game.
Well, they got to win it, though.
Yeah, they got to beat Virginia first. I don't think Virginia's good, aren't they?
I wouldn't say they're good. They're okay.
Are they above 500? Oh, well. Whatever. That's this weekend, too. That's Friday, I believe.
Yeah, this is a great football week.
Oh, man. What else is this weekend? Pittsburgh, Penn State, maybe? Do they still play?
They wouldn't play now, though, would they?
They used to play this weekend. Oklahoma.
Well, no,
I was going to say Oklahoma, Nebraska.
Virginia. Oklahoma, West Virginia.
Where's Oklahoma, Nebraska? That's supposed to be this weekend. Damn it. I'm still remembering Greg Pruitt and Jack Mildred and Jerry Taggy and Johnny Rogers. And
they're all dead.
I know, they probably are. Johnny Rogers is in prison, so whatever. Okay. Well, enjoy Wampler Foods. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, from the Drew and Mike Show.
Okay, Wampler Foods, how to best describe the setup for this. There was a bet made at Wampler Foods about a guy being willing to have sex with a turkey, wasn't that it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're calling because he was fired.
Yeah, he was fired because he supposedly held the turkey.
Yeah, this is the guy that held the turkey or walked in on it while
he was having his way with a turkey.
Yeah.
But the bet involved,
$11 and
two tins of skull. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as we find out, the bet was not paid off. Huh. And the guy who got fired, who simply, his argument was that all he did was witness this or walk in on it. His dad actually gets on the phone and makes a joke. That was, to me, the highlight. That was when the thing really...
Yeah, sealed it forever.
So anyway, this is the annual Wampler Foods call because it just people demand, they insist on hearing it every year, and I figure better the day before Thanksgiving than on Thanksgiving. Yeah, hi. I'm sorry to bother you. This is Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. Is this the plant where the guy tried to have sex with the turkey?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we want to see if we get a little information about that.
All right. The person you speak to is out of town today. Maybe in later this afternoon. He's not here right now.
Do you know what happened to the turkey?
No, I don't.
Did you get any counseling or?
No.
Did it?
I have no idea. The person you need to speak to is not here right now.
It didn't fall in love and keep circling the guy's house for days.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Yes, it is.
I know it. That's the precious part.
Most people say no comment or whatever. I mean, she came out with it.
And little did she know that ever in her life, certainly in her employment history, that she'd ever have to pick up the phone and say, yeah, this is where some guy poked a turkey. You know what I mean?
He got $12.50 and three cans of snuff for it. That's right. That's us. How you doing?
And that was all. Boy, it sure didn't take much, did it? It sounded like he needed all that much encouragement. Three cans of snuff.
He probably could have paid the other guy, $12.50 and three cans of snuff to let him.
Yeah, right. You'd think doing that turkey would open your sinuses. God almighty, what a creep.
Okay, this might be the number of the guy that held the turkey.
Okay.
My man, David. My man.
Where is turkey?
Hey, is David there? It's Drew and Mike Cohen on WRIF Radio.
I'll call him. Hold on. Don't hang up on me.
Oh, no, I won't hang up on you. Is this his mom?
Yes, I'm his mother.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about the, you know, the whole incident with the turkey and stuff.
Yes, so are we. He's innocent.
Oh, he is?
Oh, he is.
Well, that's great. Well, he needs to get the word out then. No question about it.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, I guess Thanksgiving will be a little uncomfortable this year.
Well, they went through everything we can go through.
I'll bet.
The other guy just did it on his own.
I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other guy maybe just tied it up or something.
Well, is David there? We just want to ask him a couple of questions.
He's outside, but you'll have to wait till I can go get him.
Okay. Yeah, we'll wait a couple minutes. Just wanted to, you know, for him to tell whatever of his story that he can.
Yeah, we just want to
get his side of it, because we just have a newspaper article that says that he held the turkey and the other guy, you know.
Yeah, we'd love to clear his name, though, you know.
I'll call him.
Okay, ma'am. You know,
jeez.
It just goes to show you that your mom will stand by you no matter what.
Yeah, he's a fine boy.
Yeah, David.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? It's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. We just spoke to your mom for a second, and she said that you didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Did you just happen to be in the room and kind of got framed, or how'd that work, or were you holding the turkey for another reason?
Well, how this story started... This is the true side of my story.
Well, we want you to tell your story. That's really what we're looking for.
Okay. The bird had gotten loose off of the trailer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
On Tuesday morning. After we were all done killing, it was running loose there in the dock.
Uh-huh.
And Bill Eichelberger said something about there was one under the trailer.
Yeah.
I went to catch it.
Was it a particularly attractive bird or what?
The bird was alive. It was running loose out there in the dock.
Shaking its fanny, looking like it wanted it.
Uh-huh.
And Eichelberger said about catching the bird. Yes, I did grab the bird by the neck when I grabbed it, and then I grabbed it the feet. And Terry told me put it in the shower, where they always put it.
Uh-huh.
They had, huh?
Put it in the, it where?
In the bathroom, out there in the dock.
Oh, in the shower? Take a shower.
You cleaned up.
Putting them in there over, like on a Friday night, until Monday morning.
Now, explain to me what's going on with the turkey in the shower. What's that all about? I'm not sure I follow that.
Okay, when everybody got loose, all flies out of the bin, out of the coop.
Got all soaped up, pop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, end of the day, if it's not caught in time, put on the line to be killed.
Uh-huh.
They stick them in the shower, in the bathroom, out there on the live dock.
Okay, what's the shower all about? Is that like a shower, like you take a shower?
Shower in your house.
Uh-huh.
They have one in the bathroom out there in the live dock for the live hangers.
Yep.
Okay.
Put the shower, steam's running,
soap. Taking a bird
soap.
Or a turkey or a chicken out of your chicken house, in here and putting in the shower.
See, what I don't understand is they say that this Eichelberger guy offered this other dude $12.50 and three tins of snuff if he would have sex with the bird. Now, where's that part come in?
Well, that's coming later.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're with you.
The story said that somebody at that point looked at the bird and said, hey, nice pooper. But that's not true.
I don't recall hearing that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think anybody said that.
Okay, continue.
Might have made that up.
But, anyhow...
Come on.
I put the bird in the shower.
Sorry, story.
Out, got my hammer and went in to do my other job I do after I'm done hanging, working on the pickers, taking the hubs out, cut the fingers out of the hubs. I went back in the bathroom to wash my hands.
Yeah.
And and use the restroom.
Wash up after, yep.
I'll wash up, use the commode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unload or whatever?
Huh?
Unload or whatever?
Unload.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yeah. Just
whatever.
Cut loose.
Whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know, I just keep it clean or whatever.
Then what happened?
And I had come out of the stall where the commode is and turned to head towards the bathroom door to go out. And that's when I saw Tim trying to stick his in the turkey's.
You know, I mean, was he excited by the bird?
No, I don't know if it was hard or soft.
Okay.
I didn't stick around to find out too much of this.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Did you pull the bird off it?
I saw what he was trying to do. I walked on out of the bathroom. I was shocked.
What was his pelvis thrusting repeatedly?
I don't know. I don't normally look at guys.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean.
I'm not that kind of
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I know.
I just wondered how could you tell that he was trying to do that?
Because I saw him standing there completely undressed with the turkey.
Was he making a goofy face or something? I mean, did he see that you saw him?
I'd say he probably saw me, yes.
And he was so into it that he didn't even stop?
Was he holding the wings and saying, "Who's your daddy?" at a high volume?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. He didn't really say too much about that I know of. I didn't stick around. All I did was get out of there. The reason I didn't report it to everybody is I worked with the man from 79. He worked there, Tim Bacchus, worked there a year longer than I had.
Well, how come they fired you? You didn't do anything.
Under hearsay. The other two says, I held the bird, I offered him this guy money, which I did not.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Hawkins was getting ready to crawl in the shower and take a shower after work like he normally does.
Uh-huh, with the bird or without the bird?
Wash my hands.
Were there feathers stuck all over him?
I didn't really look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I know is what I saw.
Okay.
Do you know if the guy said something to the bird like, and don't be here in the morning?
Bill Eichelberger made this statement. Yes. When I walked in there with that turkey, when Terry told me to put it there, that if that bird is dead, we all know what you did to it.
Was he, you know, talking to the bird or anything, telling it that he cared about it or anything weird like that? Loved it?
Not that I recall of.
Was there? And there was no conversation whatsoever. Was the bird? Was the?
Okay.
Was the bird complaining?
Back to Tim himself. Tim Bakken is not altogether up.
There. Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
No.
Did it look like the bird was digging it?
Seriously, he is not altogether there. This is how bright that boy is.
Okay.
He was running the riding mower that has the gas tank and the radiator type.
Right.
Look at that. The riding mower.
Sure.
And somebody had said to him about checking the gas in the mower so it wouldn't run out of gas.
Yeah.
Okay, he was not right in the head, and he unscrewed that radiator cap instead of the gas cap because he thought the radiator cap was the gas. The gas in.
I thought you were going to say he put his in there or something.
No.
Okay. Use it as a dipstick.
I
thought it was going to be something crazier than that, but you're basically just saying the guy's not too bright.
Right.
I did too.
Now, what about, let me ask you this, because the guy supposedly offered him $12.50 and three tins of snuff to do the turkey. Did he get the three tins of snuff and the $12.50?
Tim said he did not get none of the money at the hearing, yes.
So the other guy was a welcher.
Well.
After all of that.
Okay, that's another story.
How'd they get this story that you held the turkey while the guy did it?
Two good liars. Making up a story.
But why do they need to bring you into the story?
Because I was in the bathroom when it happened.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Now, so you live at home there with your mom and your dad?
Right now, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they must be, obviously this must be pretty difficult around the house.
Well.
Is it a little, you know.
A little awkward?
Do you think Thanksgiving will be a kind of a weird time? You know, when the bird lands on the table?
Turkey's
looking all oiled up.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad did, yes.
Yep.
Well, how have your parents handled it? Have they been pretty supportive?
That's been helping me out, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's a lot worse stuff that people have done.
Oh,
it's not like
yeah.
it's the worst thing.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's you say it's not true.
Yeah.
Well, like I said.
Did he have butter on his
Huh?
I was just.
There's something happened to the phone line there. I don't know.
well,
Mike said something ridiculous. I think that's what it was. So are you do you know whatever happened to the bird?
Well, there was nowhere to be found on Wednesday morning.
He told it to get lost.
Huh?
He told it to get its things and go, you know.
Who?
Bodkins, didn't he tell the bird to get the hell out of there?
Whoa. You asked what happened to the turkey.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
What happened
turkey
to it?
Turkey was nowhere to be found. This happened Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Was it on its doorstep with a suitcase?
Look, the turkey, it happened to after work on Tuesday night. The turkey was nowhere to be found.
Whoa.
On Wednesday. But the paper states that it was mainly Saturday to be killed, you know, and there was snowfall. Okay. They didn't find it until Thursday.
Right.
Did the turkey kill? Where is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe the turkey might be traumatized. Who knows?
Yeah.
I just wonder if the turkey had gotten any kind of counseling or what they were going to do about that.
What's he going to do about
it? Well, I mean, the processing plant, you'd think, first of all, I don't want to get that turkey on Thanksgiving. I just wanted to make sure that it didn't end up on the line or something.
That's a great point. I'm having chicken.
You know, our Wolfer says it was mainly killed.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, I
hope about that.
Tuesday, they never fired us until Thursday when they found out about
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, I don't think you're really capable of explaining this part of the story, but the bottom line is that it looks like you've gotten kind of a raw deal here. Are you going to appeal? Because, I mean, you've already been dealt with in the legal system, right?
Dad was with me at the hearing.
Yeah.
And?
Is the turkey going to be a surprise witness?
Where is the turkey?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It better not be on my my dinner table on Thanksgiving. That's all I know.
Oh, God, yes.
Well, yeah, you tell me where it got to. When this happened Tuesday, and we weren't fired until Thursday.
That's a good question. Where is that turkey?
Huh?
Where is that turkey?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Where is that turkey?
You might already eat it.
So now are you going to get, do you think you're going to get charged or are you going to get off of this thing? The charge, that is.
Where is it? Well, I guess I already paid the fine yesterday.
Oh, you paid
the fine.
So it's over.
Yeah, just to put it to sleep, eh? To be done with it.
So is that on your permanent record?
I don't. Well, that's what I was. They said John Jeff III said I was guilty for just being in the room at the time. Really,
jeez, that's man.
Well, now
that's crazy.
Have you thought about? Because you got to think about this now. Pray you're going to be looking for another job. Have you thought about how exactly to try and explain this thing to your next employer when they ask you? David, what happened at the Wampler Foods?
Well, the only thing I can tell me is I got framed for being in the room at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't
know
if you ought to tell them that, because they might want to know what happened in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
What else can you tell?
Yeah, I know. Like a...
It's the truth.
No, I understand, and I'm glad that you've told your story, but you might want to give that some thought or maybe start over, you know, somewhere else.
Yeah.
Do you know if Bodkins got the 1250 and the three tins of snuff or no?
As far as I know, yet today, Tim did not get any of that.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Well, that's outrageous. He ought to be suing.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Did this guy complete the sex act with the turkey?
I don't know anyone when I told you.
Yeah.
I saw what I saw. I left the bathroom.
Yep. Let me get in. I'm Dave's father. Who's calling?
Yeah, it's Drew and Mike calling, sir. We were trying to get David to tell his story.
Actually, when this started out at the first hearing with Bodkins, he testified for Eichelberger. We went to a hearing. We had nothing to say but listen in. And he testified to him, or Eichelberger said that it wasn't that he couldn't have done nothing to the bird.
Oh, I see.
And although he did admit that he gave the money, he said he handed Dave the turkey, which Dave says he never held the turkey other than catching and bringing it in.
Yeah.
Well, is Eichelberger, is he some kind of creep that gets off on seeing somebody get it on with a turkey?
Well, he's an instigator.
A lot of people are instigators, but who the hell would instigate that?
Boy, you're not kidding, you know.
This guy, he just gets his kicks out of getting everybody in trouble, you know.
Yeah,
Are you going to somehow appeal this?
I can't see no way I can appeal it and come out on it because our lawyer didn't have a stomach for something like this to start with.
Uh-huh.
And the question you asked him a while ago, did he have an and that's what I told her to ask him. You see, well, then he could say, if you asked Eichelberger that, he had to be close enough to see it. And the guy the closest to see it would be the guy that was either helping or holding the turkey, right? But see, nobody ever brought that out except Eichelberger said that he didn't have an when he testified
uh-huh.
on his own behalf. Well, actually, Bodkin said that, but you see, the first time he testified, he said he did. And then when he testified against Bodkin, he said, and Eichelberger, he said, couldn't do none, you know.
Oh, jeez.
I just hope that somehow you guys can get past this, because this is going to be obviously a pretty difficult situation.
Well, I'm going to take one of those Round Hill hats, and I'm going to put a circle around it. And then there's sign like do not enter, do not this, and then I'm going to put eat ham for Christmas or. Christmas.
Well, that'll yeah, right. I'm sure that'll help. And
yep.
Listen, we wish you guys luck. It just sounds like a really bad deal there. David, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, good luck to you. It's going to be hard to get past this, but I'm sure in time it'll things will get better.
Yeah. Just carry on, Dave.
Well, you know this thing happens. Up here at the can factory in Biggerville, that guy stuck his thing in the. Peach slicer, but they fired him and they fired her too.
What did he stick it in?
Huh?
What did he stick it in?
In the peach slicer. This is a joke, sir.
Oh, a joke. Oh, hey. Okay.
He stuck his thing in the peach slicer and they fired him, but they fired her too.
Oh! Oh, for crying out loud.
That's not bad.
A little levity certainly helps.
Oh, man, yeah.
Well, listen, you guys have a good day and we appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay,
bye-bye.
Guys.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Oh,
for Christ's
God almighty.
It's nice to end with a good joke.
Yeah. No better crowd for that than the guy that's wrongly accused of
holding
a bird while somebody porked it.
You know, his dad launches into a joke to wrap it up with.
I thought he was serious. I mean,
I did too. He got mad that we thought that he was serious. This is a joke, sir.